Good morning. It's 23rd of April. Our New Testament reading today is John 19. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter. I read. When Pilate yielded to the clamour of the multitude, he delivered Jesus unto them. The Jews accepted this decision and action, as John notes. Pilate delivered and they took or received Jesus. This word received is significant in this place. John used it in chapter 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. The careful reader who observes the touch of irony that occurs in the fourth gospel will not miss it here. The people received not the one who was the manifestation of the Father, except to crucify him. John also finds a significance in the details of the transaction. Jesus went forth as the sin offering was taken without the gate, and here there is a reference to Hebrews 13 and verse 12. He bore the cross for himself, doing in literal fact what he had urged as a spiritual necessity for all who would follow him. And in its full significance, he bore it for himself, that others might then enter the fellowship of his sufferings, that they might partake of the exaltation which is his because of obedience unto death. And the shape of the hillock where he was crucified had the ominous name, place of a skull. The mockery of his claims was maintained to the last. They put him in the place of honour, in the midst. Seditious men were crucified with him, as though his kingship was over such, he who had resisted the offer of the kingdoms of the world and their glory, who had refused the popular appeal that he should be king, was now lifted up as though enthroned over those who would have striven to make Israel free. As a crowning irony, Pilate wrote a title placed over the head of Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The title was meant to insult the Jews. It was Pilate's reply to their successful forcing of his hands in condemning Jesus. In a grim way, it declared their guilt, for John says the place was nigh to the city. There could be no question whose guilt it was. It was nigh to the city of Jerusalem. The law required, when one was smitten outside a city, that the city nearest by measurement should offer sacrifices, and their elders say, "Our hands have not shed this blood." That comes from Deuteronomy chapter 21. Jerusalem, which had killed the prophets and stoned them whom God had sent, had already accepted the guilt of this deed when they said, "His blood be on us." The title was in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. All could read it. The three great languages of the day all bore the message. Jesus was placarded before men, indeed. The languages of the three races which had prepared the way for the gospel to be preached to all are used to proclaim the kingship of Jesus. Rankling from the insult, the Jews requested that the title be changed so that the statement became a claim of Jesus. Unconsciously, they were witnessing to his teaching that he was their Messiah. But Pilate had recovered from his fears of the earlier hours. What he had written remained, and he curtly dismissed them. Brother Carter has much more to say about these events, and his book is worth reading. Finally, can I apologise to those of you who received yesterday's message late? That was entirely my oversight. Sorry. And thanks for listening. Have a good day.